Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled President's Day, featuring Miller, Amar, and Josh. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring awen.com, proteinx.com, reverse.com, and retractablescreens.com. Then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet, and we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including civ.com, that's C-I-V, developed.org, printroom.com, and spaceball.com. We also talk about collectibles and how they mirror domain names in certain aspects. And then we talk about how the year is going so far for the Sherpas and some of what they've got in the works. We also talk a little bit about the movie Spaceballs. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button where you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.com. AI, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And big shout out to Unstoppable Domains. Unstoppable is the ICANN accredited registrar that gives domainers powerful tools and the lowest pricing in the industry. They just joined the Afternic Fast Transfer Network and offer fully featured landers with LTO, self-brokerage, and just 3% commissions. Talk to them on X or Name Pros to learn more. And also big shout out to Escrow.com. Here at Media Options, we've relied on Escrow.com for years. They've handled some of our biggest deals, including 7- and 8-figure transactions. We use their specialized domain services because they understand domains. As the largest online licensed and audited escrow operator, escrow.com is fast, secure, and accountable with workflows built specifically for domains. Whether you're buying your first domain or closing million-dollar deals, they protect buyers and sellers around the world from fraud while ensuring smooth transfers. Escrow.com, domain deals done right. And also, big shout-out to DNX.com. DNX is your go-to domain intelligence platform featuring all-in-one search results from the top marketplaces, including GoDaddy, Cedo, and Atom. DNX is the most advanced way to find and acquire your domain name, so go to dnx.com and get your domain. And big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at mediaoptions.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. So with all that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, my boys, and we're here on President's Day. You know, that's the holiday, right? It's President's Day. Yeah. Okay, you know, I'm just checking, you know what I'm saying? Like,
domains never sleep, man. Domains never sleep,
not even on President's Day. But this way, it also gives me a hook and something that I can use for the title of the show, which is becomes like one of the more challenging things, because as the more shows we do, you know, there's always like a little kind of whatever. I like to think clever, corny title, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, the more shows we do, the more stuff we use. I'm always like using like movie names, you know, songs, stuff that's relevant, and President's Day, baby. That's it.
Soon to be Trump Day.
Oh, man. Yeah. If he has it his way, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're just going to name everything after himself. And anyway, but hey, with that, let's keep it moving. There are four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where you are right now. I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. Do some AKAs. Talk about some related things, some unrelated things. Then we get into the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on the price. We keep score. And then somehow, some way, someday, get some swag to the winners. You know what I'm saying? Mars got his hoodie. Josh does not have his hoodies, rocking his limited edition Columbia pullover. You know what I'm saying? It's the potpourri collab with, you know, Columbia and... I don't even know who's doing what with who.
It actually is. It actually is a collab. It's a collab with Kith. You know Kith?
Oh, Kith. Yeah. Dude, that's
a lot of it, man. I'll be there in Miami getting my Kith ice cream.
Oh, shit. Okay. Then they got ice cream and clothes?
The Kith ice cream store is friggin' the place to be in South Beach, man. Fucking attached to the store. The Rocks.
Oh, that's really good.
Mix in cereals. They mix in cereal.
All right. Well, I'll be down there tomorrow.
Captain Crunch and shit. By the way, you will be 3.5 blocks from it. So you should go check it out.
I'm in. I'm done. I'm going. Kith ice cream. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Josh rocking his Kith Columbia collab. See, I knew it was something, man. I knew it was something. Anyway, then we got NameJet and Jet. We're going to review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet, see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then last but not least, we'll get into grand closing. That's where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, looking at the domain space, market trends, current events, allowing our guest co-hosts to mention and promote anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed. With that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my left, I already mentioned, rocking the Columbia Kith collab, my boy Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Prince Harry, a.k.a. Harry Kane, a.k.a. Prince Harry Kane, a.k.a. Slim Shady, although you're not really rocking the Slim Shady do anymore, so we might have to pull that one, a.k.a.
It's true.
BNX, it's dark and hell is hot. X gonna give it to you. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. What up, dude? How are you?
Good, dude. Yeah, good. I also forgot that it was a holiday today, so all the kids are off school, but
fortunately,
I got a good wife, so.
Hey, man, I know. Dude, that's what it takes, man. That's what it takes, you know what I'm saying? So I have a kid homesick, and
I don't know.
You know, it's, it's a lot, man. It's a lot, and she's great with it, and I'm not, so it's all part of the process.
The key to every great domain investor or domainer is to have a better second half or a better other half. That's for damn sure. I can speak for Amar. He certainly does.
Exactly.
And I can speak for myself. I certainly do.
Amar is like the prototype for that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Josephine. You know what I'm saying? But he's like, would not be where he is without her. You know what I'm saying? So, but that is a nice sentiment, Miller, man. And
Valentine's Day.
Big shout out to all the wives. That's right. You could tell his homeboy came off of Valentine's Day weekend. You know what I'm saying? He's like kicking that light. He's like, yo, check out what I just said about you on the show. All right. Well, let's keep it moving. We got my boy Amar Kuba, a.k.a. King Kuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the Even Greater Gatsby, a.k.a. Amar Zan, a.k.a. Kuba Libre, a.k.a. LL Amar J, a.k.a. Kuba Soze. What up, dog? How are you?
I'm doing great. Had a good weekend. I could have used some Josh help on Saturday. I played a tournament and I got bronze again, which is killing me. I got to get to gold, but that's okay. I'm working on it. And Josephine played also, which was great. And we had a fun night that night after. So it's a good weekend.
Was it a like a Valentine's Day couples tournament type of thing or what?
No, just a regular tournament.
Oh, man, that would have been a good idea.
It was a smart idea to host it on Valentine's weekend, but since she was playing, it was okay.
Yeah, but, exactly.
Chicken and pickle, you know what I'm saying? Like, to get on the ball, man, let's go, you know? What do you call it, the pickleball ball? Is it a special, do you call it a certain name, or it's just the pickle?
It's a wiffle ball.
Okay. I didn't know if that was the actual pickleball. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's a version of like a wiffle ball, but I think it's different than a typical wiffle ball.
So all pickleballs are different now. It depends on the brand.
Yeah, so that new Lifetime ball, I like it though.
So when you guys are like showing up or en route to the, you know, when you're calling your like whoever you're playing or whatever, you know, or your partner, is it like, did you bring the wiffle balls? Okay.
Pickleballs.
All right. Well, that's what's up. All right. Well, let's keep it moving on the intros. Below me, last but not least, we got my boy, the one and only Andrew Miller, a.k.a. Miller Time, a.k.a. Ace Rothstein, a.k.a. the former prime Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick prime. That's what I think. I'm making the note right now. Bill Belichick prime is the a.k.a. the Miller Whale, a.k.a. Jack and Jill went up that hill, each with a buck and a quarter. Jill came down with 250. Hey, Andrew Dice Clay. What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. First of all, Bill's back, man. Like, you know, he gets snubbed from the Hall of Fame and it was the best thing that ever happened to him.
Oh,
right. He got two weeks of like praise reaped upon him at the time he was at his lowest. So it was good for Bill.
Honestly, like that was one of those, like you talk about life hands you lemons, you make some lemonade.
No question.
No, that was absolutely
no question.
And it wasn't even like he did anything particularly, but it was just the reaction of him being snubbed, which was literally like, talk about a Hall of Fame snub. I mean,
it was a tidal wave of recovery, right? It's better for him that he got snubbed. He'll get in next year. I just got back from New York. We went down to New York for our Valentine's Day. We had a couple of pretty sick meetings that will be big news coming up here on some domain fronts. So I can't wait to, We're a little ways away, but, went down for some biz, you know, met up with my Brett, you know, to get some work done and took him out to dinner. And, you know, now every trip to New York, cause my kid lives there. Every trip to New York is, you know, the wife, the dog, but it worked out, no more solo business trips, but it worked out well for Valentine's Day. So just got recovered yesterday and, ready to roll.
All right, let's get it, man. Well, shout out to Brett and excited to hear about what those, as those deals.
He has my Sherpa sweatshirt, by the way. He gave it to me in front of him. What was I going to do?
Yeah. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Plus, he's more likely to wear it more often. You know what I mean? So all good. Well, maybe we can get a second one. You know, let's see how the domain game goes today. You know what I'm saying? So this weekend, you're right. So we had Valentine's Day. We had the NBA All-Star Game for the sports folks out there. You know what I'm saying? So that was kind of cool, I guess. And Miller, you an NBA guy at all?
Oh, yeah.
What did you think of the format?
I can take or leave the All-Star game, but I'm ready for an All-Star second half of the season for my Celtics here. KT coming back in about 3 days. We'll be good to go.
Yeah, well, hopefully Jaylen Brown will shoot better than he did in that last game last night. You know what I'm saying? So he went like 0-for-7 or something. And all right, all good. All right, well, you guys want to dive right into the domain game? You want to talk about Josh collecting sneakers lately? Like, what do you want to do? You guys, we could talk, speaking of hoops and speaking of NBA, we talking kicks. I know Josh has segued a little bit from jackets to sneakers. You know, we were talking about that a little bit before the show. And what was it that spurred you to, so you said what, 70 pairs? Is that what you did? That's what you done did?
I got a bunch of them, but I don't know, man, like, I like collecting stuff where there's a market and I especially like stuff when things come in cycles. It doesn't matter whether it's like Bitcoin or like cards or sneakers or, you know, I guess like domains don't really. Domains just go up, but everything else like seems to come in cycles. And I just think it's interesting. Sometimes, you know, we deal in the physical, we deal in like the digital world, right, with domains and stuff. And sometimes it's nice to just, you know, collect some things that are tangible, that are cool, that you're interested in, that, you know,
this rare Jerry Garcia painting behind me.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. You know, I like my paintings. I like my art. I like my, you know, rare pictures, clothes.
Let me ask you, so these things that you're collecting that you're, you know, you're paying, you know, a premium for in most cases, right? I'm assuming you're buying it because you like it regardless of the potential for appreciation.
I typically the way that I look at it is if I like it, it's like two things. I have to like it and I have to think that it's potentially going to go up in value, and then I'll probably buy it. If I think it's going to go up in value but I don't like it, I don't buy it. If I like it but I don't think most people will like it, I again don't buy it. So like it has to be both.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah, so if you saw a piece of art that you really loved, but it's probably not going to go up in value, you wouldn't buy it?
Probably not.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Remember though, Amar, art goes up in value, you know, mostly when the artist is gone.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Except rare cases.
Yeah. I don't know. I would like to buy things that also go up in value, but I feel
you
like
you have to enjoy it. Yeah.
You have to enjoy it and regardless of the value of it. Right. So, I think,
I mean, like the thing is like, you have to like it for sure. If you're going to buy like physical collectibles, because like, let's be honest, like, it's good. If, am I really going to sell these stuff? Probably not. But I also don't want to be like holding stuff that doesn't have any value. I guess that's my mindset, you know?
So those sneakers, you would never wear them?
I buy them in my size because I might.
Right.
Yeah.
But you won't, because that'll bring down the value.
I don't know. Like, I won't, unless, I don't know, for some reason I feel like it, you know, which I might. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, like if I want to wear a, you know, $500 or $1,000 pair of sneakers, then I'll wear them. It's fine.
No, what I was going to say is maybe like
a rapper now.
Think of a way, if you know, every time you have a 6-figure sale or a 7-figure sale, you're like, okay, I'm going to reward myself.
Yeah, that would be cool, right?
Right. I'm going to go pick out a pair that I don't give a shit about selling. I'm going to enjoy them myself.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, no, I totally get it. And like for me, like, I'll be honest, like I'm probably not going to sell any of this shit. So, right. You know,
yeah, that's really funny. I, you know, and I asked you too, like before the show, when we talked about this, I was like, when you're buying them, are you buying these in your size, right? Because that at least give you the fallback of like, all right, well, if I never really realized the sale on these things, you know, I'll get some use out of it. At some point you say, you know what? I'm not going to sit on these sneakers anymore. I'm actually going to wear them. It's just, you know, are they, cause one of my kids was trying to, you know, buy some like cool sneakers at one point that he put in like a glass case in his room and whatever. And I was like, that's great, but you know, you're still growing. So it's like the size that you bought is the size you're in now. And you're never like, and honestly, your window to wear them is literally right now. So unless you're really thinking you're going to sell these things, you know, you've got to really be thinking about wearing them, dude, because it's actually my younger son too. So it's not like you have a younger brother coming up behind you that's going to go slide into your kicks at some point. So it's like, you know, it's, but I think the dynamic is interesting, man. Well, collectibles, it's obviously, you know, domains, you know, that's different, right? But markets are markets, and, you know, and there's a lot of parallels and overlap, and, you know, and you, Josh, are a trader, a collector, and a, you know, always wheeling and dealing. So I find
he'll be 90 years old. He's like, oh, I better pull out these Jordans and wear them.
By then, they're going to be probably crazy. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, listen, like getting in the trenches of these kind of things, whether it be like with NFTs or what have you, is really, I find it very beneficial just from just understanding like and looking at like how the markets work and how the apps that are like facilitating the transactions work. It's like, I've already got a bunch of things that I'm thinking about from a DNX standpoint and like what I could do on DNX purely from like using, you know, StockX and like these things, because just the way they work, it's so smooth and there's so many parallels to the domain business. And like I would say, yeah, you know, I would say that on the domain side, and we kind of talked, I think Amar was in the conversation, we kind of talked about this, there's a lot of innovation happening in the domain space, but it doesn't always, I don't always see it as the most practical solutions. Like, and I think a lot of what's out there in like the general consumer markets, like a StockX, like it works for the masses. It's super practical.
Yeah.
And sometimes you look at it and it's just like, this is how this should work, or this is how that should work. So yeah, I enjoy that side of it too.
And we were talking about the Honus Wagner card I started to bring up before we got on air, but I read this weekend that's here in Boston that somebody stumbled into one of these Honus Wagner cards. Is about allegedly, you know, 50 to 200 in existence from 1908 to whatever. And this one was unique because it was unscored, which is unheard of. And it was never touched before. And now it's up for auction. And, you know, I've said this probably going back, I'm not literally like 2002 when I first heard about this baseball card. I mean, the Honus Wagner card 100% of the time sells for more every single time one gets sold. It's by some big collector, and it's up into the, you know, upper millions of, you know, upper single digits, if not tens of millions now for a card. And we'll see what this one sells for. And it's kind of like, you know, the rarest, the best.coms, right? They almost always resell for more the second, third, and fourth time.
That's crazy. So the last sale on this, on that Honus Wagner card was 7 million, right? Somewhere in 7 million. And I'm reading this thing that it was hit, what was hidden in a family collection for the last 116 years.
Yep.
crazy, man. Imagine.
And they
that.
Just found it. They just found it like the great grandfather's.
Imagine going through your great grandpa's shoebox and being like, holy shit.
But this thing, because it's unscored, it's allegedly going to sell for, you know, over 10. And again, it's like the great domain names, right? They hold their value, you know, and they almost always go up. And, you know, there's 50 to 100 or 200 of these cards and, you know, certainly more in a domain name. So
that's not unreal.
Good segue. It's trying to segue us back in the domains.
Love it, man. I love it. No, I think it's great. Look, there's value out there. The key is understanding the market and taking advantage of opportunities, and you make money on the buy and then hopefully have an opportunity to sell. You know, it's what it comes down to. So, all right. Well, good stuff. Well, let's keep it moving then. Let's get right into the domain game. Josh, I'm going to kick it over to you. It's you're to my left. And so you have the honors of going first. What you got?
Okay. I have sales, but I think I've told you guys all of my recent sales, so right. Don't think that works. So I'll do a buy. Let's do AWEN.com.
AWEN.com. AWEN.com.
AWEN.com. Yeah.
All right. AWEN.com.
Tough. Okay.
Yeah. This is going to be a stab in the dark.
Yeah, we're going to be all over the place on this one.
Just remember the history of
no hints.
Yeah. Remember the history. Go nice and low.
All right. I don't know. Let's see. Here we go. All right. Three. I think we're good. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Hold on. All right. 3, 2, 1. Flip. Boom. All right. So Miller's at 7,100. I'm at 6,500. And Amar's at 2,400. So pretty decent cluster. What are we?
22,500.
Wow. I win. 22 grand.
I
wow.
win. So damn. What? What?
Yeah.
Right. Like, so what's the history?
Yeah, so what is the deal there?
What do you mean, what's the history? No, I'm just saying, like, history and Sherpa, meaning, like, I'm going to throw one that I paid a lot for, and you guys are going to shoot really low.
I just have no idea about, you know, poor health. So why?
It's not. I think it's normal that you guys, without doing any research, would put around that price range. I would probably do the same.
For the record, I was at 11.1, and then you made your little comment when I said no hints, and I lowered it from 11.1 to 71, but I still win. I'm still getting the point.
That's good.
I'm kind of enjoying on these Sherpas just like saying names that I know people are going to do lower on now. It went from Drew pissing me off to now I'm just going to keep doing it.
Just reminder, JT, that's a point over here.
It is. Billy's going to track it, man. It's already on the screen. You know what I'm saying? So we're
going for my second swag, my second sweatshirt.
Oh, this way you get to have one, and Brett has one.
So tell us about it.
Yeah. So the I totally agree. Like, it's one of those names that you need to like look at the stats for in order to understand the value. It does have meaning in various languages. It means inspiration or muse. It's like, it's got a really good spiritual meaning. And as registered in a bunch of TLDs, 140 TLDs.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, wow. 250 company results on LinkedIn.
He's kind of like my ANK, remember ANKH?
Yeah.
That everybody shat on. It has a lot of meaning.
It has.
Anka. Exactly.
It's got meaning and usage.
There's something on the .ai.
There's a company using the .ai that raised a decent amount of money.
Smart motherfucker.
That's all it goes. That's all there is to it. Yeah.
All right. No, I dig it, man. I think it's good. Miller gets the point. So, it makes sense to me. I think it's a
Miller
cool
gets
name,
the point, and, but Josh is going to get the win because that's a great buy.
Thanks, dude.
I agree.
He'll turn.
I only went lower because he played with me.
It messes with your emotions, but you still got the point, though. It doesn't really matter, right?
Drew would have said, Drew would have put $500 out there. So,
yeah. 500, and he'd be like, what are you, crazy? Actually, no, I think recognizing that you've got end users out there that have raised money that, you know, I mean, to me, it's like you've got a buyer ready to go. So it's just...
Yeah, but you don't... So like, the thing is with the domain game, right, is, and this is why the domain name's cool, is like, domain game's cool, is like, if you don't know anything about a name, like... To most people, that's just like a VC, like that's a $3,000-$4,000 name, right? But you've got to look beyond it.
And this is also, I think, where people can kind of separate themselves, where you have a little bit of an unfair advantage, right? Because I think, you know, maybe, I don't know, Josh, did you know that word before you saw the name, or did it just come up in your like randomly in research or what?
No. It showed up on DNX, and I saw that it was taken in a bunch of TLDs. And when I the first thing I do, right, is like, why is that registered in so many TLDs? And then you, from there, it's like, okay, this is
because the meaning. Yeah. Very cool. No one trades under that stock symbol yet, by the way.
Yeah.
The other thing I checked quickly just now.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's actually an interesting data point as well. The stock tickers, you know, and I mean, we've talked about that with respect to certain names and whatnot, but I like that as a as something to look up to, you know, and see. All right, well, cool. All right, like you said, Miller gets the point. Josh probably gets the big win when it's all said and done. And let's keep it moving tomorrow. What do you got? You got to buy or sell?
Well, I can wrap it up before I even go. This is great.
I'm also going to do a buy. This one is a shout out to, I guess, two out of the three of you guys. I got proteinx.com. So given the X,
this is a buy.
That's a buy. Proteinx.com.
Proteinx.com.
Proteinx.com. All right. Well, and this was a buy?
Yeah.
All right. Proteinx stock. All right. I'm ready. I'm ready when you are, guys. Let's go. Boom. All right. I'm at $4,000. Josh is at $4,500. And Miller is at $9,100.
Sorry, Miller. JT gets it. It was 21.41.
All right. That's what's
21.41.
Up. 21.41. All right. Well, that makes sense. Where did you buy it? And
it was in a GoDaddy auction, last month, I think, whenever it was. I love protein names. I love nutrition names, supplements. I've always done pretty well with them. So this was kind of a no brainer, and I actually was willing to go higher. But I'm pretty happy with it. I like that.
You have a little protein X.
You have proteinbars.com, right?
Yeah, singular and plural. I have naturalprotein.com. I have lots of protein names.
He's a protein loving other effort.
Yeah. That's a great. And I also have a lot of X names, so it kind of works.
Yeah.
I can't believe that was I can't believe that was only 2,100.
Yeah.
Shocked.
I think
I thought I was safe at like 91. So that's a great, mean.
Yeah, I like
that. Well, yeah, especially because it's the kind of thing, I mean, you could see that being for, you know, protein powder, protein shakes, protein, whatever, protein X, like that's just.
It could be a new form of like synthetic protein. It could be, you know, lab grown. Yeah. Like, who knows?
Yeah. No, it's good stuff, man. All right. Well, goodbye. Good work. You. And but good job for me to get the point. See it up there on the scoreboard. Let's go. All right. Well, Miller, now you got to drop a name and hope I don't get the point, bruh.
All right. So I was actually going to do a buy that Larry and I have bought together. And I just ran it by him. He's like, dude, you can't do that right now. Like we don't want to, we decided we don't want to say the price. It's a name we bought that is a generic name, but you know, a company just raised $100 million plus around it and they didn't have it. So I'm going to have to skip that because we don't want the price out there. And I am going to go, if it's okay, because there's a reason for it, which I usually don't do on Sherpa. As you know, last time we had this conversation around carbs, I'd like to use a brokered sale, if that's okay.
Please do. Yeah, well, hit us with it.
Okay.
Man. Let's go.
So the domain name is reverse.com.
Ooh, hey. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about. So reverse.com.
Obviously, no NDA.
Yep. Obviously, no NDA. Did you represent the buyer or the seller?
The seller. I sat kind of in the buyer had no one representing them, but the seller.
Okay.
Seller's my boy, Yunnan Wang, my dear friend and you know, over in Beijing. And I'll tell you a funny story about Yunnan after, but
Yunnan sold another name? Dude, the guy's crusher. Sells so many good names.
We got a mid 7-figure one up getting close too. So he's about to knock one out.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I got to put my glasses on.
3, 2, 1, flip it.
Anyone but JT.
Oh, I got boxed in. I got boxed in. All right. Yeah. So Josh is 1.2 mil. I'm 1.5 mil. And Amar is 1.6 mil.
Wow. Guys are aggressive on this one. We made a lot of money on this one, but you guys are all way over.
Oh, okay.
Josh gets the point as being closest to, which isn't very close, but 500K.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
This was a very quick 3.5 month turn, bought incredibly well.
Okay. Yeah, obviously.
And more limited than you think. So it was
It's funny when you mentioned it and I thought about, but I know that, I know like that good generic, solid generic oneword.com. You're selling it as a broker. I feel like you're in that $1 million range. I kind of gave a little bit of a premium because I know like some of the stuff with some of the Braden names and other sales that you've had somewhat recently and that kind of, I do agree about reverse being a little bit sort of negatively connotated, you know what I'm saying? Because it's the whole backwards thing.
Well, except for reverse mortgages, cool, right?
Yeah.
Which is a big, a niche little industry. I will say that I handle all Yunnan sales, and I will say that my advice was not to take it, but it was such a great return so quickly that sometimes you just want to hit a win to start the year off. And
Yunnan's just been like stealing names recently. Yunnan just gets the most insane deals. I don't know how.
This was a win. He wanted a quick win, and it was certainly was that. Got a funny
resolving
story
to T-Mobile. I don't know if that's something just with my internet.
No, it's going to
not
mortgage reverse mortgage access portal.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, so that's what it was.
I mean, the buyers were already up and at it. I will say that it's funny because the other name Stealth that Yunnan and I are working on is, I mean, a lot of big names, but he's lucky. He has domain name singular. And, imagine like the opportunity there with GoDaddy doing what they're trying to do, which, with the plural and just grabbing, all the benefit with the singular, it's pretty wild.
Great name.
But anyway, the good news there is we're 1-1-1.
Yeah. So, all right. So that means with Amar,
Josh getting the win.
We're going to need you to do the tiebreaker, bro.
Oh, my God.
So,
let's see.
All right. All right. So reverse mortgages. Yeah. Totally makes sense.
Reverse.com is a great name, man. Great name. There's a lot of companies out there. Reverse.tech.
Reverse.
Money.
Yeah. All right. I got a sale. Retractablescreens.com.
Wow.
What's that?
.com.
It could be used for like AV screens, you pull down out of the ceiling or whatever for a projector.
Or your car.
Yeah. Or your car. Or it could be like for windows, door, where you keep bugs out, things like that. There's different kinds, but yeah. I sold it.
And do you know, I'm not asking you to tell us, but do you know who you sold it to?
No, it was a bin, after Nick Bin.
Oh, that's a clue.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Ooh, okay.
Oh, man.
4,999. Miller's at 9,575 and Josh is at 9,888.
Ooh, Josh. What's Josh at again?
Yeah, 9,900.
Oh, Josh with the win. What a comeback.
Oh, I'm kind of disappointed I didn't put 9,900. Why am I putting 9,888?
Yeah, you know my pricing.
That's low IQ.
Damn, yeah, I was right
so
there,
if
too.
You go to it, wow. If you
how
go to
you
it, you'll
lose
see
a domain
it's,
game. How yeah. often do you lose a domain game when you're 325?
Yeah, that was
off.
Nuts. Yeah. but it, if you go to it, it's already in use, just as we expected it would. Like the buyer is exactly who I expected it would be. So, those are retractable screens.
Oh, retractable screens.
Oh, yeah, retractable
reversible screens.
That's perfect. That's a great
I'm
domain.
I'm sure
for
it's
them.
Like a niche product. That, yeah, I mean, I'm sure, you know, I'm sure somebody sells. I mean, somebody sells these things, right? I mean,
yeah. Look, this is a company up in Virginia that's doing this, and there's tons of this here in Florida. So obviously, this is a good, solid.
It's a keyword play, right? I mean,
oh well, and you get sure. to be, you get to own it, and like meaning own.
Plus,
the
it's a pretty sophisticated electric one.
Oh, I've literally got these exact things in my backyard.
There you go.
See? Yeah. And you didn't even know what they were. And
yeah. No, they're actually awesome because you can box them on all sides and turn it into like an indoor
solar panel,
like a sunroom.
Yeah, like a sunroom. We only have it in the front, but we were gonna get them on the sides as well. And it's like, yeah, it's actually really good.
Super cool. Well, hey, shout out to them. Good job, Mark. Talk to us. When did you buy it? How long did you own it? And what'd you buy it for?
You guys are going to, Drew would say I'm a moron for paying this much. I paid $1,585. And I have a feeling it was probably around when I was doing a remodel or getting ready. And I'm like, oh, that's a business. That's a good business.
Yeah, it hits you right in the heart. You know, you're like, this is like right in my alley right now.
Yeah. I don't have the date offhand here, but I mean, that tells you I paid a lot. I paid up for it.
Yeah. $1,500 turned it into 10 grand. And,
yeah,
you know,
so
take some commission out, but you made money.
Yeah, I made money. Not a crazy return, but that's okay. Still pretty good. And so there you have it. So Josh gets the win.
Josh with the win, man. That was a comeback, man. Because it was like, you know, because Miller got the point, then I got the point, then Miller needed me to not get the point, which happened when Josh got point three, and then. Two in a row to take it home, man.
I just feel like, you know, losing by, you know, I lost at the buzzer, man.
You did. That's basically, you got a big lead, then they crept back, and then
$325 within target. You
shot
at the end, thing man. Walking away.
Yeah, boom. Well, yeah, that was unfortunate. But Billy, give Josh some round of applause. Let him feel it. Let him know that I'm going to win. It's appreciated by the crowd, you know. And anyway, all right. Well, that's what's up. Good job. That's the domain game.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker, specializing in domain acquisitions, high value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, so we're sliding into NameJet, Gonna Jet, the section sponsored by NameJet. We're going to review a list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. You could go to the Domain Sherpa page for this show and download in the show notes. You can download the Excel spreadsheet, which will give you the age, the back, how many back orders is at the time we put the list together, when the auction end date, or actually the back order end date is coming up, so you can tell when you have to have your back orders in by and all that good stuff. We actually have some interesting stuff that we might do around that, with some of that data and stuff going forward, but I'm not gonna tell you any more about that because it's something else. It's a different, it's a little surprise that might be coming up. Working on some things, but so that's what it is. So we've got the list. So, which I sent along this morning. Sorry for the late notice. Recording on a Monday throws me off a little bit, you know, off the schedule. But Amar, are you ready, or you want to give it to Miller to start?
I can go. That's fine.
All right. Well,
I'll just do a couple real quick. Obviously, the
the most valuable one, I would assume, is CIV. It's also nice because it's actually Roman numerals, so it's 104. So that's definitely a nice name. The one I also like, Print Room, a lot. I think that has a lot of potential uses. It could be 3D printing. It could be printing, you know, on demand, like clothes. It could be, you know, so many different things, or actually just like, you know, paper printing. So that's probably my favorite name on the list, I think.
Okay.
And relocations is good. So those are the three I'd mentioned. The whole list is pretty good, but those are the ones that kind of jumped out at me.
Okay. I dig it. Miller, what about you, man?
Funny, because last Sherpa went a few weeks ago, I thought it was an amazing list. Amazing. I forget what we were looking at, but I actually bid on one of them and we're waiting to see. But I found this one to be a little more challenging. So I think, so for me, the two that jumped out and then one that kind of didn't. So I thought develop.org is pretty cool. I mean, we're in a world of, you know, with everything going on with AI and coding and, you know, self-coding and development, you know, I thought it was a, you know, as far as .org goes, you know, I could see, I mean, you have some of these, I don't know if you guys saw, you know, the open blah bot news. So, that came out last night, but I met Peter Steinberger from the founder of Clawbot because I'm overseeing the sale of lobster.com, and when they were Clawbot, their icon was a lobster, and then he wanted to buy it, but he's like, he's like, great guy, by the way, but he's like, I can't afford it. This is costing me $10,000 a month as a hobby as it is. Well, now he was hired by OpenAI yesterday, and we can only imagine what that was because, you know, I can't, and it could have been $1 billion acquihire, right? And easily.
Oh,
and,
I think it probably is $1 billion. I mean, at least in value somehow, some way.
I actually emailed him this morning, and because I actually also introduced him to Dharmesh. He just wanted to thank him for what he had been doing, nothing more. And we were kind of back and forth this morning about the news. I mean, it's wild news, but my point being, when you have things like Clawbot and whatever, develop.org, like I feel like that domain name sits in that universe a little bit. So I like that one. And the other one, you know, I mean, how can you not like Spaceball? I mean, you know, Spaceballs is an iconic movie from, you know, my college days. And this is the singular, but it's kind of cool.
But what do you do? I guess, but what's the value that we're talking about? Like as an investor, right? What are you going to do?
As a brand, I think it's a cool brand. I don't think you have an issue with the movie. I mean, unless it's another movie.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I guess you could. I think it's kind of a cool, an interesting, cool brand, right? I mean, we're in a world where, you know, you got Blue Origin and rockets and, you know, SpaceX and, you know, Spaceball, who knows, right? The next thing you know, there could be something called the Spaceball that's orbited up, you know. I thought it was a cool name. I recently had Spaceman come across my desk to see if I wanted to buy it from somebody. You guys might have seen it too. I don't know. The guy was emailing out people. I like Spaceball. Then the one I really kind of was like, I wouldn't go near is the Craft with a K. That seems like a disaster.
You know, it's really funny. I didn't even include that one. I sent you guys the old version of the list, and it doesn't actually even have that one anymore. So, you know, not
the list
not
the, I got had it.
That's what I mean. I sent you guys the old version of the list.
Oh, okay.
And I would agree with you. There's a reason I pulled that one was because it just doesn't really make a whole lot of sense for somebody to, that's like a trademark issue waiting to happen. You know, the only person who could probably use that name and, you know, well, I mean, I'm sure there are a few people who could use it. Somebody with the name Kraft, right? Like Bob Kraft or something like that.
I'll be with him at the wedding in Miami, so I'll ask him.
There you go. Hey, see if he's interested and tell him to get the name jet. Tell him name jet and a jet, Bob. or Robert, you know. So do you call him Robert or Bob? What's your...
Bob.
All right, there you go. I like it. Bobby. Anyway, that was actually one that I pulled off the list before showtime, but I unfortunately sent you guys again the old version, part of this whole Monday craziness for me. But the that one just troubled, you know, I think that's a good call on your part and for calling it out are the same reasons why I technically it's not even it won't You know, to all of you guys listening and watching, I mean, feel free to go do whatever you want to do at your own risk, but it won't be on the list of the Excel sheet that you download. So, but not that, look, any of these names, not that the name being on the list absolves it of trademark concerns or liability anyway. I mean, sometimes we include names specifically because they can create interesting topics of conversation. Or, you know, it's worth just knowing certain things, or we just think it might be worth just chatting about something. But the, but yeah, I think that one's funky. But going back to Spaceball, Spaceballs is like one of my favorite movies as a kid.
Iconic. You know?
So it's like, you know, we're going
to. I think there was a remake too. Wasn't there a two last year? I think so.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah. Either Spaceballs 2 or I haven't seen it. But, you know, look, we talk about collectibles that you would buy, physical collectibles you would buy for the enjoyment, even if it doesn't appreciate. Sometimes there's domains like that too, right?
Oh, we talked about this. Yeah, we talked about this on the show last week. We talked about it. You know, Drew brought up the idea, you know, we talked about infamous domains that would be interesting to own, you know, because they are, you know, almost collectible in their own right. Like, you know, if you had Enron.com, right? You buy that name almost just to have it. That's actually not even a great example. I'm saying one that is like going forward has no, like, it can't be reclaimed or reused or relaunched, or, you know, they can't, you know, it can't be a reclamation project for a company or reputation. It's just always going to have some sort of infamy tied to it. And, you know, domains like that are interesting, right? You're buying those names. I mean, Drew is the kind of guy, he's a collector. He'll buy, we have plenty of domains in the domain portfolio that we'll never sell because it was just like, oh, I got that because I thought it was funny. I mean, look at fuckyourself.com, you know?
There's no domain that Drew Rosner will not sell for the right price.
No, hey, every domain's got a price, you know what I'm saying? But some are not bought necessarily with the intent of an immediate or...
Correct.
Inevitable flip and or sale. And, but yeah,
Spaceballs is one of those to me.
Dude, Spaceballs is my jam. So, you know,
Spaceball.
Yeah, but I mean, Spaceball is the movie. It's like, I'm a Mog, half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend. You know, or like when they're combing the desert with the big combs and he's like, we ain't found shit. You know, and it's like, you know, I bet you this great helmet. You know, there's just all that, like, you know, that's a kind of password some idiot uses for his luggage. And then he's like, oh, that's the same password I have in my luggage. So anyway, yeah, that to me hit me in the nostalgias. So I felt like, you know, let's include it. And I'm glad you appreciate it as well. So, all right, well, that's what's up. All right, what about you, Josh? What do you like? What don't you like?
Bro, I'm just on this Enron website.
Yeah, right? I know, me too.
shopping for some swag. Like the Enron swag is so hot. Like, I feel like it's like in this like Windows 98 or maybe it's a 95 theme actually.
95, I think.
Yeah, Windows 95 theme, and like I guess like kind of interesting.
I like the hoodie.
I am Enron. Enron summer internship 1997. I wonder what's the
nuclear plan? There's a nuclear hoodie.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's crazy though, but it looks like they're back. Josh, peel yourself from the Enron store.
Yeah, I mean, the list was just so not interesting, dude, that when we started talking about Enron, I lost interest. I was like, ooh. Right. So I'm not a big fan of the list. Like, I would put some of them in my portfolio for a low price. But I wouldn't go out and I wouldn't be like, if I saw these, I wouldn't even log into Snap Names to order them, to be honest. Okay. Like, that's where I'm at. Like, maybe like a couple of years ago, I would if I'm trying to build inventory. But if I'm really looking for quality stuff, this isn't really it for me. I know, I do like Spaceball. Out of all of them, I would take Spaceball. And the movie, I didn't know existed. Never heard of it in my life.
Oh, and the remake's coming out next year.
Yeah, I just saw 27. I just looked at that. And by the way, the plural goes to some furniture site or something.
No, that's super weird. But but that's interesting. Yeah. So Josh doesn't even know the reference yet. He likes the name, so that's kind of cool.
Didn't know the reference, but I really like the name. Yeah. I think out of all of them, that's the only one that I would actually try to buy.
Really?
Yeah. And then obviously, I mean, like CIV, we don't even really need to talk about it. It's a great name. Right. It's actually really good. registered in a bunch of TLDs. It's good usage of the Roman numerals, like Amar said. So I like that name a lot. Yeah, and the rest of them, yeah, basically all the rest of them is like a pass for me. Naturalblossom.com I kind of like, but I wouldn't pay a lot for it. $100.
Yeah, it's also not on the list, I think, because the deadline is too. This is, again, I sent you guys like the work in progress list, not the finish list. So no, that one actually, it got pulled. I don't know why. I think maybe just it didn't love it, you know? So, but yeah, that is not on the list either. So yeah, man. Well, you know, look, I think it, we take the list as it comes based off of the names that are on the platform. I, you know, it's funny. I joke around that I take it kind of like, you know, I take pride when you guys are like, oh, the list is great. And the list isn't, I'm like, I don't know. I can't make names appear on the platform that aren't there, you know? So it's like, I guess, but I do take pride in it when you guys are like, oh, that's a fucking great list. And I'm like, yeah, that's my list. This list, I don't know, man. I don't know where
this is. When it's a bad list, you're like, it wasn't me, man. It's just,
yeah, exactly. Look, all of these names at the right price, you're going to make money on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess that's the thing. Like, I don't
sellable names.
There's rarely a list that you would find a name or more that you wouldn't at least buy for the minimum. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, obviously each one of these names, in my opinion, is at least worth a minimum bid.
True Stone is at least a low five-figure name.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. End user price. Print Room for sure is a five-figure name, end user price. So it just depends what you end up paying for them.
Yeah. Well, we say it all the time. I said it earlier on the show.
If I can get Print Room for $1,000, which it won't be, it'll be way more, but I would buy that all day.
Yeah.
For $1,000. You guys, mm-hmm. It sounds like Josh disagrees, but
I don't disagree. I just didn't find it exciting. That's all.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes
we're here to talk about though, like what, you know, upside on names. And
I agree.
Potential,
but there's you know, sometimes there's eight names in the list I would buy. Right?
Yeah. Some names.
But I do think develops.org has, you know, I do think it has upper 5 to 6 figure potential.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. And civ.com is a great domain, and you know, some of the other ones that we mentioned are also very, very good. So, you know, a few maybe misses.
Don't let them hurt your feelings, JT.
I mean, I am taking it kind of personal, but, you know. But meanwhile, we lost Josh once this Enron thing came up, and then he just...
I'm now fully in tune with what it is and what happened and what's going on, so.
Okay.
But I'm back.
I am now educated. I have gone down the rabbit hole and returned, and I'm here.
He's now ordered all the swag and it's going in that closet behind him.
Yeah, that's the right thing. First thing was looking at the site, then the company store, then the next thing was a Google search saying Enron collectible gear market, you know, like, and then he just jumped on a couple of Discords or Reddit threads or whatever he's vibing with his collector folks. But all right, well, good stuff. And then that's NameJack in a Jet. So definitely, you know, not financial advice, but go check out the list. And good luck, everybody, with happy auctioning. All right, so that's that. Now we slide into the last but not least segment of the show. We've got Grand Closing, where we talk about industry trends and other general updates, the domain space, whatever. And I'll actually round robin it like we do and let the crew say what they want to say about whatever they want to talk about. So Miller, man, what else you got? What's good with you? I know you're going to Miami. What else you have? You know, what else is going on in your life other than deals?
You know, it's January, February, where it's grind time. So not a lot. This is the time of year where, you know, where deals have to happen. I will say, I mean, I know I'm privy to some, you know, pretty significant domain transactions, not only that I've been involved with, but others, and including you guys. And I know there's, you know, I feel like this has been an amazing, I feel like we're into a really wild period here. I mean, I think that I thought it was coming anyway, you know, before the AI number was announced and before the Super Bowl ads. And, you know, I got a couple of big deals that are going to happen in the next week or days or even less, and more to come, hopefully. And I think that I think it's going to be a really good time for oneword.com domain names for a while here, near future ahead. And you know, already is this quarter, at least on my end, and I know of others. So so it's, you know, this is the time of year, you know, this is the time of year where work takes priority. Miami's a working trip for me, other than, you know, just working from some warm weather and getting out of this ice and snow and hell that's getting old up here. And I love Boston, but this stuff's getting old. So just going to do the grind from down south for a little bit. But I think this is, this is heads down time, right? I mean, this is when, this is these windows of opportunities, like Josh said earlier. I think, domain opportunities never go away and they don't seem to be cyclical and they always seem to go up. But I feel like we're in a special time right now.
Yeah. I'm with you. I would agree. I mean, we've definitely got a lot of big deals that we've already done so far this year, and we've got some other big stuff that we're working on, and it's all, a lot of great momentum. So it's good stuff. Well, good. All right. Well, keeping it moving. What about you, Josh? What's good with DNX? What's going on? Other than
same as last time, really. Nothing new. We're getting close to releasing a few things. I'd say next Monday is our target for launching brokerage, which I talked a little bit about. Magic Search should be around that time too. So
okay, cool. Excited, man. It's great. So all right, well, good stuff. DNX, man, check it out, everybody. And then Amar, what about you, dude? What you got?
I'll say that it's been a little bit of a great close to the year for me. And then I feel like January was not terrible, but slower than I was expecting. I was kind of really thinking this year is going to be crazy, but it's only it's now still, middle of February. I still feel really, really good about the year, but it is a little slower for me than I was anticipating. So I need to figure out, I need to get on some of those 7-figure deals that you guys are doing. So I can feel better about my life.
Eight figure.
That's even better. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
But echoing what some of you guys were saying is I do think like good oneword.coms went up already, like without doing anything. So I've repriced a few. I'm watching a couple of my names where there's been some big funding rounds. So I kind of feel like they're gonna hopefully come knocking soon. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you will.
Good.
Yeah, dude. So, well, good stuff. All right, man. Well, hey, all good all around. I'm glad everybody's just hustling, doing what they're doing, and we're seeing the same action. We've had a really, really good so far start of the year, and hopefully it keeps up. I mean, we've got a lot of other good stuff in the pipeline and some great names, and just keeping the traction and the activity and the action going, and it's always just continuing to just wheel and deal and just get after it. So it doesn't happen without the effort. So you guys are obviously going to do what you do, and it's all good. All right. Well, I think that's about it. We said we're going to keep it relatively short on this day honoring the presidents. Anybody else have anything before we go or before I close out?
Ready to get back to work.
All right, let's get it. All right, hey, so I want to thank you guys for being here, especially on a holiday. It's much appreciated. And to the audience, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in, watching Josh win the domain game, watching us talk the other stuff that we talk about. As I say in every show, without you, there is no us. So thank you so much for tuning in. We absolutely appreciate it. And we're going to keep doing what we do. But holler at us if you have any questions, comments, whatever, the good, the bad, the ugly. We're not hard to find. And if anybody was super offended or annoyed by something on today's show, just hit me up and we will get you a refund of what you paid to watch or listen, which is zero, just in case someone actually did pay something. That's not what I'm talking about. That you're excluded from the offer.
Give the helmet Spaceball reference.
Yeah, exactly. People have been sending me money for the last 3 years, bro. Just
exactly. They're like, I've been getting my invoice from Josh. I've been sending my money.
The main Sherpa logo. I've been adding the media options on the left, the main Sherpa on the right, and be like, hey, JT asked me to send this. These are the bank details.
Hey, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. All right. Well, y'all, listen, thank you so much again for tuning in. Thank you guys so much for being here. And we'll see everybody next time on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, y'all. We'll see you soon.